It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Outside groups have spent more than $8.9 million on Wisconsin's state legislative races. That's as of October 8th, according to the nonpartisan Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. There's still a few weeks to go before Election Day.
Outside spending refers to groups that have no affiliation with candidates trying to influence elections.
Some outside groups are able to skirt federal campaign finance laws, like disclosing donors or adhering to contribution limits. And outside spending in Wisconsin and around the country has skyrocketed in the last couple decades because of a series of Supreme Court decisions.
Here to explain more is Nick Ramos, executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. That's a watchdog group that tracks campaign finance. Nick, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Good morning to you. Hey. Thank you guys so much for having me on, man. I'm not a morning person, but man,
you sound like it. You sound like it. But you also have brought us, from what I understand, updated numbers on outside spending. What are you finding?
Well, here's the funny thing. This number changes every day. So, the minute we publish an article, it's only good for that day. And then the next day, we got to be trying to keep up with the record money that's being spent. So as of last night, over $10.9 million instead of that 8.9, it's jumped $2 million in about a week. So as far as just independent expenditures in the legislative election, so we continue to just whip and glide all the way to November 5th. And if you think we are stopping here, you have not seen anything yet. We've got a lot more money that's going to come into this state. And as you guys correctly said, it has everything to do with some of these federal cases. But also, we have to look inward at the state bills and laws that we have on the books that make it the Wild West here.
Well, first of all, can you put the $10.9 million in context for us? How does it compare from previous elections? Trace it for us a little bit, where it's going?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let me trace it and then we'll work backwards because let me tell you something. Let me tell you about where we've been. In 2020, all right, just for the year, we had $8.84 million that was spent by independent expenditures. So the fact is that us sitting here October 17th, and it's already at $10.9 million, when the entire year in 2020, it was sitting at only about eight, didn't even break $9 million.
Mm-hmm.
It should tell people that we are on a just hyper-speed chase towards November 5th. And then when I think about just the money in and of itself, look at some of these Senate district races that, are right now in play because of the new maps that we have, and they're right now reporting some of the highest spending that's going on. For instance, in the 30th Senate District, we're there at $2.06 million, and, that's an open seat between, Democrat Jamie Wall and Republican Jim Rafter. Previously there was an incumbent there, but he got Drew out of the district, so people are looking at that map and looking at that district. They're like, well, it's an open seat. It's a new opportunity. We're going to flood money into it. And then I know people have seen a lot about the 8th Senate District, where currently it's technically open, but right now it's between Republican Dewey Strobel, mm-hmm. and he represents the 20th. And then you have Democrat Jody Habish-Sinken. She ran for that seat and in the past, and now there's about $1.46 million on the IEs and the independent expenditures. And so it just shows you that with new maps, there's so much competition to try and be able to secure these seats because there's been opportunities that have never been on the table before. And people are really showing that by how they're spending money and how they're moving it around. And I think it is going to, by the time we get to November 5th, I would love to come back here and talk about the numbers because I'm sure it'll be nauseating.
Nick, can you talk about what are the biggest outside spenders this season? Can you talk more about the PACs that you're seeing and how they're spending their money?
Absolutely. So I would say as of right now, these orgs and these PACs, they can end up shifting the way that the money is moving. But so far, I'd say some of the big ones that we've seen, I mean, Wisconsin Initiative, they're sitting at $1.94 million. A Better Wisconsin Together political fund, they're around $1.51 million. The Restoration PAC, $1.24 million. These are all in the millions. Wisconsin Conservation Voters, Independent Expenditure Committee, I mean, and then you see, like, the Republican State Leadership Committee and some of these Jobs First Coalition political funds, they're edging around $700,000 to $800,000. But I think by the time we hit November 5th, we're going to be looking at these political funds and these PACs starting to really increase and ramp it up, especially when we're less than a week from in-person early voting. And a lot of the money, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I thought I was safe from seeing ads on streaming, but apparently, you know, a lot of these folks are very privy to the fact that, you know, a lot of people have cut cable, and so you're seeing ads not only there, but you're seeing ads ran across social media platforms. I'm sure people's phones have been blowing up via text message. I mean, as far as how the money is being moved, I mean, they're doing it through a variety of different persuasion methods, and they're trying to really get people not only thinking about these races, but we also have a constitutional amendment on the ballot that I feel like a lot of people have not spent nearly enough time talking about, but there is definitely vested interest, and you're seeing a lot of these groups out of the woodworks with vested interest, not only in that, but trying to see their candidates get across the finish line, and they're using their money to do the talking because they're flooding these districts, and then they're using these PACs to try and then take the money and move it where they think they have a winnable seat. And because of the way that the laws are, I mean, it really has created a scenario where the money continues to pile up and there's no way to put our arms around it because of the laws we have on the books.
We're talking about the record-breaking outside spending in Wisconsin legislative races. We have Nick Ramos with us, executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, which has been tracking outside spending in the state. Nick, in 2015, Wisconsin Republican lawmakers overhaul our state's fundraising laws, allowing unlimited donations to Wisconsin's political parties. What effect are those campaign finance laws having today?
It's the thing that gives me heartburn every day, because honestly, if we look back, and I even go a little bit before that, like you see in 2010, Citizens United, where, you know, I guess corporations, according to the Supreme Court, get this right to then be able to chime in on our elections and spend money on candidates and on political platforms. And then fast forward that about 4 years later, McCutcheon v. FEC, where, you know, you had an individual step up and say, hey, I see there's a limit on how much money I can spend overall during a federal election, and I think that's a violation of my free speech. And therefore, like, I think it's unconstitutional. And a 5-4 split, Supreme Court agreed with that individual. And now, like, it created a scenario where they took off the ceiling of the aggregate limit where, you know, an individual can donate directly to a political candidate. And then a year later, 2015, you look at during the Walker administration, the campaign finance rewrite we have been living under, I mean, they essentially took off the ceiling when it comes to our laws. I mean, think about the fact that when it comes to gubernatorial races and state Supreme Court races, originally a direct max out from an individual contributor would be $10,000. They doubled that to 20 grand, which is absurd if you think about what the max out is for a presidential candidate, which is, I believe, $3,300. Mm-hmm. And so can anyone realistically say that the governor here, and I love, you know, being able to talk about state politics, but can anybody say that the governor or the state Supreme Court is six times more important than the president? I don't think so. And then you alluded to the fact that not only is that, I think, troubling, but then you think about the unlimited transfers between the political parties and the campaigns and also the committees. So, for instance, if you max out to your candidate of choice, well, hey, that's okay. You can literally send as much money as you want to the political party and or the committee, and guess what? They can send unlimited money to the candidate. And they are so brazen about it nowadays. Like, they know the system. And they're like, guess what? It created this whole legal money laundering system where you can do unlimited transfers. Go on.
Nick, I want to just turn our attention for a moment, because you've been getting to these Get Out the Vote events. And I'm just wondering if all of the ads and the different approaches these campaigns are taking to get in front of voters, what have you been hearing out there from people?
I mean, people are exhausted. I mean, people on the ground, and I get the luxury of traveling the state, people constantly say the money in politics, it affects every level of government, from local to federal. And people want to see change, but it's one of those issues that it's hard to be able to give folks a tangible thing that they can do a call to action for. It's easy to rally people and explain to people an injustice and then have something that they can go do to try and change the problem. But when you show these numbers that we've been talking about this whole time, I mean, I don't know about you, but it makes me weak in the knees. Like, this is like colossal money. And so it's like, how is little old me supposed to do something about this? But seriously, getting out to vote, especially when we have these new legislative maps, is the key. Because we're going to have real opportunities after November to actually leverage and pressure this new legislature into taking campaign finance reform seriously. And we can actually start to mobilize people and bring this to their steps and force them to not only reform our system, but bring back things that were popular, like public campaign finance system, to take the incentive off of all this private and dark and all this money and making it easier for the little guy.
Nick, thank you for the update. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Nick Ramos is executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. That's a watchdog group focused on campaign finance. And we were talking about how his organization is tracking outside spending during this election cycle.